The BC Supreme Court is protecting the identity of several journalists' confidential sources in a defamation lawsuit brought by a man allegedly linked to the River Rock Casino money laundering case. BC Supreme Court Associate Justice Sandra Harper made the ruling on Monday, September 8. Lawyers for Global News and an independent journalist are seeking to get the suit dismissed as an attempt to silence legitimate public interest reporting. In news articles going back to 2018, the reporters alleged Rongshan, Tiger, Yuan has connections to the Chinese military and is involved in fentanyl trafficking and money laundering. The reporting links Yuan to money laundering at the River Rock Casino in Richmond, Indiana, which high-roller Chinese gamblers were involved in large cash transactions that police believe are linked to transnational organized crime. This money laundering was the subject of the Cullen Commission inquiry, which released a major report on the subject in 2022. Yuan sued Global News owner Chorus Entertainment, two Global reporters, and the independent investigative journalist Sam Cooper for defamation, claiming inaccuracies in the published news reports. Yuan contends in court documents that the only thing he is guilty of is having a gambling problem, which has cost him $10 million USD, and that the reporting was irresponsible because it contained errors. Lawyers for the journalists counter that the reporting is truthful and of the public interest, arguing the suit qualifies as a strategic lawsuit against public participation, SLAPP. Under the Protection of Public Participation Act, this legislation is designed to protect journalists and whistleblowers against lawsuits filed by well-resourced litigants trying to quash bad publicity. The journalists argue they did their best to report responsibly on Yuan's activities by verifying sources' claims and seeking Yuan's viewpoint, who declined to comment for the articles. Yuan wants the names of the sources and access to the contents of the material they provided to the journalists. He says that being able to review the material and speak with the sources will aid his argument that the reporters did not do their jobs responsibly. The reporters have since released the content, but not the names of their sources. One source has revealed himself to be Ross Alderson, former director of the BC Lottery Corporation's anti-money laundering unit. Alderson also testified before the Cullen Commission inquiry. Yuan argues the material relied on by the journalists shows the sources are fabulists, saying that reports he had armed guards and a firing range at his Chilliwack property are untrue. Justice Harper writes in her decision that anti-SLAPP laws are intended to protect from long, drawn-out, and expensive proceedings, and as such are not meant to delve too deeply into the actual evidence. Ultimately, Yuan was unable to make the case that the reporters must reveal their sources for him to argue his lawsuit did not run afoul of anti-SLAPP legislation. The judge also could not find a precedent to force news organizations to reveal confidential sources in such cases. Further, the sources are legitimately concerned about their safety should their identities be disclosed, Harper wrote in the decision. Harper dismissed the application to reveal the sources, but has yet to rule on whether Yuan's case has merit or if it violates anti-SLAPP laws.